I mean, all around we have some exposure, you know, we could be better at everything, but it's one of our strengths is we didn't lose anybody from last year, so we have 7 seniors actually this year, and it's going to be a good year. Having those seniors, having them in a leadership role, I told them last year, you know, you basically get 2 senior seasons. You get to be the leaders as juniors, and you get to be leaders as seniors. So that's one of our strengths, and we're going to roll with it.
You improved, I thought, from day one last year until your last game against Marceline, when you gave them in postseason as good as a run anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you improved as anybody, as much as anybody in the region from day one to then. What's been the challenge of improving when you're not on the field over the off season and kind of doing the same here until day one today?
Yeah, that's kind of one of our goals is we finished pretty high last season. So the bar's already set for us this season. And just coming in day one, working hard, you know, we're trying to finish stronger than we did last season. And all the girls are ready for that. So it's really exciting to have some competitive girls.
If I'm not mistaken, this team hasn't won a district since they went to the state final, right?
I believe so.
So it's been 5, 6, maybe 7 years. How much?
It's been a while.
Yeah, it's a proud program. We both know that. How hungry is it make this group to get back to that level this year?
Yeah, a lot of them, you know, have siblings that were on those teams. And so I think it's already in their hearts. You know, they want that drive and that trophy. So that's our goal. That's what we're going for.
Polo won the conference last year, went to state. South Harrison won the conference 2 years ago, and both those programs, I know Polo got hit decently hard by graduation, but South Harrison's still really good, and we know Polo's going to be really good. Are those the 2 teams you're kind of looking at the conference and saying, let's go, and yeah, we're going after you?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we definitely want to finish higher in our conference, as probably does anybody from their past season. But, yes, those two are our teams that we talk about, you know, in our conference, and we see South Harrison in our district, so we see them a lot, and that's somebody that we talk about with saying, okay, we got to be better than this team specifically.
I was in here for the whole practice, but from what I saw, it looked like you were working on fundamentals, and you're working on really getting the girls to say, we're good, we think we can be good, but there's a lot of teams out there that are good. We got to work harder than other people. Was that kind of the focus that you had on day one, just kind of the fundamentals and the work ethic?
Yes, definitely. You know, there's a ton of drills out there, but essentially a lot of the teams will do the same drills, and it's just up to the girls on how hard, how perfect do you want to be at those little drills to be the best you can be.
When it comes to your softball team this year, the little things that they improved on last year in order to be an elite program, a district champion, a playoff team this year, what are the X's and O's that this group needs to improve on just a little bit?
A lot of it is our mental game, really. We've been trying to be working on that at camp and some of our summer league games. Our mental game's got to be tougher. It's got to be stronger. We got to, you know, have that positive mindset. And then just the little things, too, like fine-tuning our mechanics. But that's about it.